We have a volunteer who's going to sing Bread and Roses. This is absolutely against the rules, but good for her. Come on.
Can I sing standing up?
Can I sing standing up?
Sure.
Good. Okay. Do I have to move this up?
For people who don't know, there was a garment worker strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1912, and it was mostly women, and they went on strike, and they marched through the town, and two of the women carried a banner that said Bread and Roses, and somebody wrote a poem, and somebody else set it to music, and it goes like this. As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched by all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing bread and roses. As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men. For they are women's children, and we mother them again. Our life shall not be sweated from the birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we come marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it's bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we bring the better days. For the rising of the women means the rising of the race. No more the drudge and idler tend the toil where one reposes. But a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses.
Thank you, Lisa Donner. Leave it to one of the women to come into the breach.
Yeah.